So, after many years of trading on Betfair, one thing people talk a lot about, especially newer traders, is strike rates. And a strike rate, if you don't know, is basically just the percentage of wins that you get. So the percentage of trades that make you profit, you might add that percentage up, and let's say your percentage is 83%, because it's a strategy I'm looking at right now, that is the strike rate of that strategy, then that is saying that you win 83 times out of 100 on average. Interesting, right? Probably not. The thing with strike rates is that on their own, they're essentially meaningless. And I have noticed that a lot of Betfair traders try and put a lot of meaning on strike rate. And the reality is that without the odds, strike rate is irrelevant. So the strategy I just mentioned, striking at 83% win rate, I'm looking at this strategy now, and I've been recording it on a bot, £1 stakes, so it's been running itself. 270 wins out of 325 trades. And how much money has it made? To £1 stakes, this is a delay strategy. How much money has it made? 83% strike rate, really high strike rate. Gotta be good, right? No, 15 pence. 15 pence profit after commission. So essentially, a high strike rate doesn't mean you're going to make profit. And conversely, a low strike rate doesn't mean you're going to make a loss. But a lot of traders fall for this trap. A lot of traders fall for this. And I don't blame them. Because it's easy to come in and look at something like strike rate and think, great, if I can win 83% of the time, I'm going to make money. Well, no, not necessarily. It depends what odds you're backing at. And I think one of the contributing factors is, you know, I've been on places like Twitter in the past, and, you know, you'll get these tipsters, and they'll, you know, I'm kind of at war with tipsters. You'll get these tipsters, and they're like, hey, I've got a 90% strike rate. Follow my strategy. What do? I back over 0.5 goals at kickoff. Okay, cool. But aren't the average odds way below what they'd need to be? You'd need higher than 90%. I don't get a reply. It's funny, isn't it, when I challenge people on stuff like that, I never seem to get a reply. But there you go. The thing is that strike rate on its own is essentially meaningless. And like I say, this 83% strategy, it's only made 15 pence profit. Now, why do I bring this up? Because a lot of traders will base almost their happiness on their strike rate. So I see traders who they go to, mine, it's really good, I've got a 75% strike rate. But that alone, when you tell me that, it doesn't spark any interest, like in terms of, wow, that's really good, or, oh no, that's bad. It's indifference. It sparks a state of indifference in me. Because I'm like, okay, cool, but what are the odds? Are you getting value? Are you making money? Now, let's go for the opposite end of the market here. My best strategy that I've been testing at the moment is a horse racing strategy, backing horses. And at the moment, the strike rate is a ripe old 17%. So I'm winning 17% of these. That's pretty low, right? Just think about it. Essentially, 5 out of every 6 bets, basically, I'm going to lose. And, you know, that's just the way it's gone. And yet, it's massively in profit. This is actually, in 69 trades, it's made 55 points profit after commission. 55 points, okay? With 17% strike rate. Now, the thing is, it's all about odds. You know, the average odds this strategy is backing at are high. And often I'm getting odds of 15 plus, and I'm getting winners at those odds regularly enough that I'm making money. And that's the thing, 17% could be an incredible strike rate if you're backing at bigger odds. This strategy will just back at odds up to odds of 20. So at the minimum, odds are 6. So my minimum odds are nearly good enough to break even, but my average odds are way, way above even and very profitable at the moment. That could change if my strike rate gets lower and I'm still getting the same average odds. But notice how it's all about the odds, okay? And I feel like with Betfair trading, sometimes it's easy to forget that, because you see a lot of people talk about, hey, I got a winner, or hey, I've got this tip, or hey, I've got this great strike rate. They don't talk really about odds and value. And that always winds me up. As you know, I'm someone, do you remember when you used to go in shops? I used to work in Comet. There's a guy there who I met, who I later worked in another job with. That's why it kind of sticks in my mind. Because he didn't actually work for Comet, but he was working there, kind of doing that job where he was trying to sell, I think he was trying to sell a coffee maker or something. And he just had a little stand in Comet, probably paid a few quid to have his stall there. And then he tried to sell coffee machines. But that's kind of what this reminds me of, where it's like, I should be one of those representatives for value in trading, because I go on and on about how value is king over and over again. And then I just see people who don't see that. And I think, come on guys, if you grasp this concept, it will really help you in your Betfair trading. And that's why, if you know what you're doing, if you know, understand value, and you understand that, yeah, I can start testing at smaller stakes. I don't need to start big to have a successful strategy. That's not how you find if you've got a good strategy, is to lump loads of money on it. How you find how to do it is to start really small. When I test these strategies, I use minimum stakes to start with. When I feel they're good, yeah, I'll ramp them up, but not until that point. And strike rate is not enough for me to go, yeah, I need to back my money on. The strategy that has made me most money, the 17% strike rate, interestingly, my worst strike rate, it's my worst strike rate out of all of these strategies. It's my worst, okay? Now, my second worst is 27% strike rate. And that's my second most profitable strategy. It's interesting, right? My worst strike rate is my most profitable strategy. My second worst strike rate is my second most profitable strategy. Do you see a pattern here? That, no, I mean, that in itself is a little bit random. But what it's telling you is that strike rate, avoiding odds and devoid of odds, is irrelevant. And too many people push the proponent of strike rate. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, okay, I get that, Martin. Why are you still recording this podcast? What more is there to say? Well, here you go. Don't record your strategies to strike rate unless you know categorically either what the average odds are or what the odds are exactly. Because the problem is, if you come to, like a lot of people will come to me and they go, hey Martin, I've got an over 1.5 goals strategy. It's got an 8% strike rate. Great. Will it make money? How much money would I have made, Martin? I don't know. What were the odds of the games? I couldn't check the odds. The thing is, especially with straight backs, which a lot of you guys do, or straight lays, just check it. You can actually put the odds into our software. Right, so you could actually put on your strategy, I want odds between X and X. And then that criteria will come up when your selections come up. You will see what the last price matched on Betfair was when you download those selections each day. That's what I do, and I use that for testing. Because I'm not going to sit there and go, all right, I'm going to go to every single market on Betfair, even though I'm not putting money on this selection yet. I'm still going to go and do that, and that's going to take quite a few minutes out of my day. No, I can do it automatically. I can find out the last price taken, and therefore I can put that in and get the results, and I will have an accurate portrayal of what odds I could have got at that time. Because of course, the last price match is going to be the most relevant price to that time when you're probably looking to place your trades. You know, for me, I get up early in the morning, I download my selections each day, and that's when I place my bets. and my football is still manual. I haven't gone automated with that yet. I will do when we get the back testing for the football, because I'll set up exactly as the horses, and Bob's your uncle, I'll be laughing. But at the moment, I'm quite happy doing it manually. It's nice to still, you know, do some actual, you know, hands in the dirt pre-match betting, because I quite enjoy doing that, as well as some of the in-play stuff I do, which is obviously I do all my in-play stuff manual as well. But like I say, if you just have a strike rate when you're testing, I don't know if it's helping you. I really don't, because the problem is you might go, right, mine, I've got a strike rate, or you might not even say anything. You might go, okay, I'm backing over 1.5 goals. I've got a strike rate of 80%. And then you go and check a match that day and you look at over 1.5 goals and it's a Brazilian match and the odds are 1.5 and you think, God, wow. So if I'm winning at 80% and the odds are 1.5, which says there's only a 66% chance of it happening, I've got a 14% margin. I'm going to make a fortune on this strategy. But you've only looked at one set of odds. That's not your average odds. And that might not even be in a selection for you. So, and the thing with Betfair trading is that even average odds are difficult. You know, people will ask me, well, what's the average odds of over 1.25? I said, I could give you a ballpark figure, but the problem is the odds just change so much from league to league or match to match. You know, I'll give you an example. When Man City play a minnow, the odds are going to be really, really short for over 1.25 goals. Over 1.25 goals, what's the same? It'd be the same thing, wouldn't it, essentially? But over 1.5 goals, the odds are probably going to be like 1.05, something ridiculous like that. 1.1 maybe. I mean, it's just too short to get excited by. However, if, let's say, Luton are playing Burnley, the over 1.5 goal odds are going to be higher because the teams aren't expected to score as many goals. So, again, just using those two matches as your barometer and taking the odds in between, you're getting a very large range of potential odds. And I think that's the problem with average odds. You almost want to try and fight tooth and nail to get the actual odds if you can. Because, like I say, without those, the strike rate just becomes meaningless. Because what's meaningful to me, right? I'm sitting here staring at my BF Bot Manager bots for horse racing, right? Because I have them turned on. Horse racing is about to start for the day. What stands out to me here? Have I even paid much attention to the strike rate? No, not really. All that's mattered is the P&L, the profit. Because I know all of these strategies are using the same staking plan. All of these strategies are running. And I know that, hey, if you've made 55 points, you're exciting me. That's what I like to see. Because at the end of the day, here's the crux of it. And what will surely, if you're even in any doubt about what I'm saying, surely push you over the edge. If you've got a strategy that's making money, do you care what the strike rate is? Seriously, if you were, let's say you're placing £100 bets, and your strategy made you £5,000 in the last month, would you care that the strike rate was only 17%? I'm serious about this, because I feel like it's just, you wouldn't even think about it. So I feel like strike rate can be a useful tool just for getting an understanding of the percentage of wins you're going to have. Because there's people out there listening to this, and this is probably the final point I need to make, and the final emphasis is that strike rate becomes more a mentality thing. People will go, oh yeah, but I can't lose 17. I can't just win 17% of the time because I don't want to lose 5 out of 6 bets. I don't know how I'll live. What about the 55 points, Robert? No, but you know, I need to win more than that. I hate losing. Because a lot of you listening, if you had 17% strike rate on a strategy, mentally, I think you might struggle with it. I don't think you'd like losing 5 out of 6. And it's funny because this is the most profitable. So when you talk about in terms of pure profit, this is golden. But there's a section of you listening who will go, 17% strike rate, that's so low. I want to be winning like 80%, even if I'm backing heavy odds on and not really making any money. And to me, that is madness, right? That is absolute madness. But this all comes down to mentality. It all comes down to, can you be mentally disciplined enough? Because if you can, you can unlock the riches of Betfair trading, because ultimately, again, as I've always said, Betfair trading doesn't care about you. It doesn't care who you are, what your background is, what color you are, what language you speak. Betfair trading doesn't care about anything other than statistics. Who wins, who loses, odds moving up and down. That's all Betfair trading is. All it is a set of numbers doing things. It doesn't have emotions, it doesn't care about you, it's not trying to fleece you. You know, all these different things. Because I noticed that people try and attach emotion to everything, you know, and it always makes me laugh. You know, people can go crazy with this stuff, you know, and they attach emotions to numbers. Oh, it's my lucky number. Oh, you know, well, you know, if I go for that number, I know I'm going to win. Oh, no, I can't go for that number. It's bad luck for me. It means nothing. The Betfair trading does not care, right? So strike rate, it's a useful tool to use to see how often you'll win. But in terms of profit and things like that, it's pretty useless. And ultimately, it's going to be the profit and loss that tells you whether the strategy is good or not. And I really want you to focus on that and make sure you get those odds. And like I say, for a lot of the markets now, you can pull those odds straight from our software with your strategy. So all you have to do is add that section in your filter that you've already made. And once you've done that, each day it will give you a selection and it'll tell you the odds every single day. How cool is that? That's what I use. It works really well. All right, guys. I hope you have a great time. And I hope that you start using this and start looking more at P&L than strike rates.